you said, okay, well, I made a mistake, or okay, let me say this better, or whatever. Or it gives a reason, like you said, if someone even emails you something they don't like, it gives you an opportunity to learn from that and or explain yourself to them. So it all is good. And I just want to say that. It's just really, really, really awesome about that, because it helps you focus on what is the most important thing to do. And being perfect is not the most important thing to do at all. But being real and creating trust is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you, Beverly, I agree with you. You said a minute ago how, you know, for you, that it makes it so much easier to just jump in there and create something rather than worrying about it being perfect first. And obviously those weren't your exact words. But, you know, I would say that the single biggest thing that holds people back, just based on my experience with my clients from creating products, is fear that it's not going to be perfect. And yet, in most cases, if people would go out there and just record everything they know, that they would get a product that's 90% there. And then all they've got to do is evaluate that product and ask themselves, what's the 10% that's missing? Then go create it. You know, or even allow their, I mean, you know, you could literally allow your buyers to help you with that process. Okay, you've done a 90% job here. You've done a 95% job here. You haven't spent all day tweaking every edge of it. Okay, but it's there. The information's there, but there's a missing piece or two. That's okay. Throw in unlimited email access to the product for the first 25 buyers and make sure they use it. Write them an email every day if you have to. You know, that may be going overboard, but you get the idea. Write them emails that says, hey, you know, how's it going? Do you have any questions? Did I miss anything? They'll tell you. And when they tell you, you go in and you create whatever it is that solves that particular problem, that opens up that link, whatever it is. And now you have a completed product, and you've allowed your buyers to do it for you, and they'll gladly do it because they're getting 60 days of free email access to you, and they're learning far more than they would have learned by not buying your 95% completed product and waiting for you to take the next 2 years to figure out how to make it 100% on your own.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate all of the phenomenal information you give us. It's just, it is incredible. And I'm not like Leonardo. I unfortunately spent thousands of dollars years ago with somebody else, and I got a little bit of information. They actually did some work, okay? So I got one sales page, not much, but some stuff. And yet, your information has just been invaluable. And inspirational, too, because you're coming back to why are we doing this, and we're coming back to the human side, and you bring in the human side, and that's also just phenomenal. So I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate that.
Well, Beverly, thank you very much. I certainly appreciate that. All righty. Well, folks, let's do this. Let's go ahead and wrap up. Any other questions or comments for today? Glenn, any final thoughts?
No, the only final question I have for you is, how do you talk so long? But I'll leave that for one other day, if you don't mind. The only thing I can say is exactly what Beverly's already said to you. So we really appreciate the information that you're giving us.
All righty. Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, I appreciate that. And but it may be a tough one to tell you, hey, how do I, if you're literally asking, how do I talk for so long? I don't know what the answer is. I don't know that I can give you a formula for that. I just, some of this material, obviously what I'm teaching now is some of the, really the first time that I've ever put all this in one place, but so much of this I've taught to clients one-on-one in the past, a piece here and a piece there, and you know, I live and breathe what I'm teaching. And so for me, talking about some of this is just like, you know, somebody might describe going to the zoo. They went to the zoo and they saw the giraffe and they saw the cougar and they saw this and they saw that. And, you know, it's a narrative for them. And it's natural because they were just there yesterday. And for me, when I'm teaching, it's literally a narrative. It's a narrative right out of what I do in my own business. So I, you know, if I've got a good outline in front of me, You know, as long as I physically got the energy to keep talking, I'm able to do it. So, all right, folks, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you folks next week.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.